Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have Harry Schillings on the line with us down in Houston, Texas. How you doing, Harry?
Doing good.
Well, I mean, you're doing good despite...
In spite of everything, yes, sir.
A little wrath of whatever you call it from the Hurricane Ike. I understand right now I've got you on a cell phone. You're in line waiting to get fuel. Is that right?
Correct. There's been long lines to get fuel down here. It's getting a little bit better today than it has been. An average wait time has been 2 hours.
Yeah, that's rough. And you have, let's see, you have two stores. You're a retailer down in the Houston area. You have two stores. Now, do you still have two stores?
Well, I have one and a half.
Oh.
We lost half of one of our stores in a little town called Tomball, Texas. It's just north of Houston as well. And we lost a part of our roof, all of our front facade, and a couple of our doors.
Okay. So,
but we have power there. That's the good news. So we were able to get a crew in there right away to start some demo work and got that building back up and running yesterday, at least in a sense that we can operate out of it, because my main store has no power, no water, and it's pretty well shut down.
I see. Tell me about the conditions down there. I mean, weather, I'm sure, is cleared, and you, like you say, power sporadic. How about other things like water and telephone?
Telephone service at best has been sporadic. It's coming back online. People with cell phones have had hit and miss service the past ever since the storm went through on Saturday. But water has been okay. I thought we might be on ration water pretty quick, but we've been fortunate to have water in a good supply. But some of us. But power is a totally different story. There's probably 3 million people without power here.
Mm-hmm. And how many years have you owned these stores down in Houston?
My business is in its 27th year.
Okay. Is this the worst storm you've seen in since
you've been? Yes. This is right up there with Hurricane Carla, as far as I'm concerned. I was a baby when Carla came through, and it was of the same magnitude. You know, the weathermen and everyone on the national scene for it said it was a Category 2 storm, but it really was a strong Category 3 storm.
So
the damage is going to be... It's going to be staggering. When you guys finally see the pictures and the reports from the damage down on the coast, it's going to be staggering, because the damage is all the way almost 100 miles north of the coast, and the eye of the storm passed right over the center of our main store in Spring, Texas.
Both your stores are north of Houston, and so you'd think you would have been okay. I mean, you're probably, 80 miles off the coast, or how far off the coast?
I think our stores are at least 70 miles from the coastline, and we had 70 to 80 mile an hour winds in the height of the storm, and we couldn't get out into the weather because the storm was at its peak, you know, at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, so everyone was just hunkered down.
Mm-hmm. And this is Wednesday morning, so, I mean, people are still kind of digging out and assessing the situation. And are you having trouble getting a crew on your damage to get it fixed?
No, we are totally shut down. I've been in communication with I have 25 employees that work within my business, and they've all had some sort of damage in their homes at their personal place, and everyone's eager to get back to work, but everyone right now is just trying to keep their self above water, so to speak, get their life back in order. It's controlled chaos down here, but it's getting better. Today's going to be a lot better.
The name of your company is Spring Carpet, is that?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Spring Carpet.
So, like you say, been in business over 20 years. This is the worst storm you've ever seen. That's pretty amazing.
By far the worst storm. Alicia was our last storm, came through in the mid-80s, and it did some damage, but not near on the level that this storm. When the dust settles on this storm and the recovery effort is in full steam, mm-hmm. it's going to be a staggering figure for damages.
Wow.
I suspect the floor covering people around the Houston area are going to be busy for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, as an aftermath of the storm.
That's kind of bittersweet. I mean, I think it's probably going to be good for business.
Well, very bittersweet.
Yeah. So when do you think you'll be back? When are you telling your employees to report to work?
I'm telling my employees, we call each of my employees every morning at 7 a.m. to give them an update, and then we have people checking our store every hour. I'm on three phase at my main store,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at the mercy of a power coming back on live, so we can't even think about getting into that store until power is restored. So we're on day to day. I'm telling you, I'm hoping it could be tomorrow, but it could be as late as the middle of next week.
Okay, and has anybody?
So we're basically, I think the entire city of Houston is pretty well in a shutdown mode right now.
As far as transportation, highways, and such, are people able to move around within the city?
Yes. They do it under a limited amount of. Everyone is conserving their fuel because fuel is so hard to get. Mm-hmm. So when you see people on the road, it's either the people that are working to repair the damage. There's very few folks out driving around sightseeing because fuel is in such demand.
Well, I knew
everyone's pretty well staying home and taking care of their damage.
Yeah, I knew you were down there, and I knew you were a reader of our magazine. I was just looking through our reader base, and I thought, well, I'll reach out to Harry Shillings and see how you survived the storm. You're standing in line, you say, in your car waiting to get gas. How much are you going to be paying for gas down there?
That's the staggering part. Our gas is at $3.69 this morning at this gas station. If anything, gas prices stayed the same. We didn't get the increases that we did when we watched the storm come through a few weeks ago, the one that missed us. You know, gas prices got up over right at $4 a gallon, but now they're holding very well in the $3.60 range.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question. Have you talked to any of your suppliers? Do you have inventory so when there is a demand?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked that. I have probably more inventory than anyone in Houston. I got a big shipment of Mohawk carpet in on my stock program 2 days before the storm, so I'm going to be in as good a shape as anyone in town. But I haven't been able to talk to any of my suppliers. I think they're basically, some of those suppliers are starting to open today. Some of them have a limited amount of power restored. Mm-hmm. That's some of the distributors like Swift Train,
right?
Reader's Wholesale, and you know the DC points for Shaw and Mohawk. I think they're still down in Houston.
Yeah, okay. All right, Harry. Well, we just wanted to get a feel for what it was like down there. There wasn't much injury. It's just mostly property damage, right?
That was the key thing. There's no one that I know personally suffered any injuries. One of my main sales people at one of my stores had a tree come through his house and missed him by just a matter of feet, and that was into their bedroom in the middle of the storm. And that was as close to disaster as I had heard personally. There's not a lot of loss of life, which is very good, but just a tremendous amount of property damage.
Well, I appreciate you spending a few minutes on the phone with us and giving all our listeners kind of an idea what it's like to be in Houston right now. We've been talking to Harry Shillings, who's the owner of Spring Carpets, which has two stores on the north side of Houston. And as you've heard, he's got one that's without power and another that's got some damage. This is Kemp Harr, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.